The Private Lives of Ethel and Albert, starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The big events in one's life occur only every now and then, but there are some smaller events in everyday life that are familiar to every family. And it's these daily life incidents that make up the private lives of Ethel and Albert. We'll hear from Ethel and Albert in just a moment. The other day on Main Street, two neighbors were vigorously criticizing a bill that had recently been passed by Congress. The two friends violently objected to certain provisions of the measure. Now, this particular incident doesn't seem unusual to us. It seems perfectly natural that we are free to say exactly what we think here in America, and it would seem unreal and frightening if the two men had been hauled into jail and knocked around for daring to criticize an act of the government. That wouldn't have been the American way of life. Our freedom of speech is only one of the rights we enjoy here in the United States. There are many, many others. But as a nation, do we really appreciate them, or do we merely accept them? From childhood, we learn that ours is a wonderful country. We read the Bill of Rights, the other great documents of freedom. But this is what often happens. We accept these individual rights and liberties, forget that they were hard won, and that in order to keep this way of life, we must work hard and defend it. The heritage of America goes back a long way. It's had a long and arduous history. This year marks the 160th anniversary of our Constitution. And to mark the event, a special train, the Freedom Train, will carry it and many other original documents throughout the country. Visit the Freedom Train and feel proud. Then work to defend your American heritage. Freedom is everybody's job. And now, Ethel and Albert. It's evening in the Arbuckle household, and we find Albert reading the paper in the living room. Ethel is out in the hall trying to wrap up a Christmas present.
Did you read this? Connie?
Oh, Johnny, what? No, Dad, I don't think so. I don't know. What is wrong here?
Honey, they're fixing over the old Viking Lodge. It's going to be a hangout for the skiers.
Honey?
Honey?
Anyway.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to wrap up a Christmas package that must be mailed, and I'm just going crazy. Can you please tell me why they don't make any Christmas paper just a bit wider? I can't wrap this up as a present. It looks awful. The best thing I can do is just put a bright red ribbon around it.
Oh, no.
Well, honestly.
No. What is the trouble? What is the trouble, my little chickadee?
Oh, your little chickadee has been struggling to wrap up this hassock while you just sit over there and read the paper.
I haven't been to see us, but I was so busy reading the paper, honey.
Now, let's see. What is the trouble? What is the trouble? Let Albert get in here on this. What is this thing?
It's a hassock, an ottoman, whatever you want to call it, for Aunt Bertha for Christmas. I've got to get it nailed off to her.
Aunt Bertha? Why an ottoman?
Well, it's what she wanted. Besides, you and I discussed all this. Now, we went through that, Albert, whether we should get it or not.
We did?
Yes, dear, you probably weren't listening, but we did. And we voted, you and I, unanimously, to get a hassock for Aunt Bertha.
Did you try to influence my vote?
No, I did not. I got it, and it's got to be wrapped up and mailed to another.
Well, honey, why didn't you have the store mail it?
Well, I didn't think. I bought it, and I had the man put it in a car. I was so busy shopping, I couldn't think of everything. Anyhow, here it is. It's got to be wrapped and mailed now.
Oh, well, honey, you're certainly not going to wrap it up that way.
What way?
Well, didn't it come in a box?
No.
No box?
No, dear. It just had some heavy wrapping paper around. I got it at that furniture store near the telephone office.
Oh, yeah. Well, honey, you got to have a box.
Well, I don't know if it's necessary, Albert. It isn't as though this could get broken after all. I thought that if we just wrapped it around...
It's going to be mailed, and it will have to be put in a good, strong box.
Well, we don't have any box that will fit.
Well, we must have something.
Well, we don't. I looked in the basement and in the attic and all over. There'll probably be a box we need, one that was at least 3 feet square.
No. Maybe not quite.
Makes me so mad. I save boxes and paper and cord and string all year long. It accumulates everywhere. I even save all the packing stuff, all that paper excelsior. What happens when I do need a box, not one that I've saved all year long is the right size?
Well, honey, this cannot be mailed without putting it in a strong, corrugated box.
Well, I don't know where we're going to get one.
Well, we must have something up in the attic.
I don't know. I didn't find anything.
Did you go up in the attic and look?
Yes.
You did not?
Well, Albert, I know there's no corrugated box up there we can use for this. If there is one, it's got stuff in it now.
Oh, well, I'll go look. I know you didn't go.
What about Christmas wrapping it?
I do as you said. It's a nice dark green hassock. Tie a bright red ribbon around it.
It ought to be a fairly wide red ribbon, and I think the widest one I have is from last year, and I think it's kind of frayed.
Frayed of what, honey?
Silly.
Well, honey, you must have some more red ribbon.
Well, I've got this piece. Hold the hassock up a minute.
Oh,
see
wait
if this
a minute.
Works.
All right. All right, there.
I think the ribbon ought to go around both ways, don't you?
Oh, sure, sure. Don't be skimpy.
All right, hold it up now. Hold it up. Doesn't reach.
Yeah.
You should know. 2 ends just meet.
Well, put it around just once.
That doesn't look very nice, do you think? Just once? Here.
Oh, well. Look, honey, don't give up. Find some other ribbon while I'm up in the attic.
Now, listen, there's no box up there that isn't all packed with stuff, Albert.
Well, I'll find something, honey. You'll be looking for some ribbon and some cord to wrap up the box with.
All right, now, let's see. Where's some wide ribbon?
I got a box.
Albert!
Yeah, this one will work.
Where did you find
that?
Oh, I know, but what did you take out of it?
Oh, just some junk. Now.
What did you do with the stuff you took out?
It's up in the attic. It's okay.
Did you just leave it on the floor?
No, I set stuff on the trunk and around.
And I spent an hour getting that box packed with those things, those draperies and pillows, so carefully, with more folds in there. Now, you've just tossed them out, probably on the dirty attic floor.
Attic floor shouldn't be dirty. Dirty, it should be clean.
Then supposing you get up there next Saturday afternoon and just clean the floor.
Where's the cord and wrapping paper now?
What cord?
Well, we got to put wrapping paper and cord around the outside of this box.
Well, I suppose we can use the wrapping paper they send it in for out to the store.
About this?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not going to be big enough to wrap around the box.
Well, it's probably the largest piece of wrapping paper we have, Albert.
Well, honey, look on the broom closet shelf there. We got lots of paper up there.
We don't have any really large pieces of heavy wrapping paper, Albert.
Well, we're always saving it.
I can't help it. Look over the supply yourself.
Well, find some cord then while I slip the ottoman in the box here and pack some paper in around it. What'd you buy such a big one for?
Big
hassock. This ottoman, whatever you want to call it, the big guy. Well, wouldn't a smaller one have been easier to send?
It would have been much smaller. It's
a heavy cord. Heavy cord's in the kitchen drawer.
No, it isn't.
Well, I don't know. I better... Golly, I got some stuffed paper around this. You know, if you'd had any sense, you'd have had this sent right out from the store. I don't know what gets into you anyway, Ethel. It would have been so much easier.
Anywhere,
honey.
It is the only cord in the kitchen drawer.
Look, there must be other cord. We've been saving it all year long. Look, why don't we take it back to the store tomorrow and have them send it out?
No, it's got to be mailed tomorrow or she won't get it by Christmas. There have been notices in the paper from the post office. Get your packages and cards in now if you want them received by Christmas.
Well, you can't send this parcel post, you know.
Why not?
Post is too big.
Oh, I don't think the size matters.
Well, you don't think. You got another thing coming in because the size does matter.
I don't think you're right about that, Albert. No, I know.
I know I'm right. This is going to have to go by express. You'll have to call the express company.
Well, it is not too big to go parcel post. I'm sure.
All right. You're always so right. Now, go ahead. Go on. Take it down to the post office. Stand in line.
Well, I should just tell them that I have sent many large packages parcel post in the face.
That's right, honey. You just tell them down at the post office. You just give them a piece of your mind.
Well, I know. I've sent boxes as big as this one parcel post.
No, you haven't, sweetheart.
Is it some new ruling or something?
No, dear, no. Where's that list of postal regulations that I picked up at the post office one time? Where is it?
I don't know.
It's in the desk here someplace.
I don't think this brown wrapping paper is going to be nearly big enough. Albert?
Huh?
I don't think this is going to be big enough, do you?
Then I'll just have to try it.
Gotta go around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it is, here it is.
Come here and help, Albert.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now, listen to this.
We're going to need another sheet of paper just as large and then somehow fasten them together. You see how this gap's here? Have we got any scotch tape?
Yeah, somewhere. Listen, limit of size. Parcel post matter may not exceed 100 inches in length and girth combined. In measuring a parcel, the greatest distance in a straight line between the ends, but not around the parcel, is taken as its length, while the distance around the parcel at its thickest part is taken as its girth.
Oh, Albert.
For example, a parcel 35 inches long and 10 inches wide and 5 inches high measures 65 inches in length and girth combined. Oh, yeah, there, you see?
No, I don't see. Now, come on, let's get this wrapped up. I don't care how we send it, but let's get it wrapped up.
Well, we got to have much heavier cord, honey. You can't do anything until we find our heavier cord.
All right, the cord that goes in it, and you find the cord. You know, I'm not going to be caught like this next year. Now.
Yeah, we ever heard that before.
I know. Well, get the cord. Let's get this thing finished. Now, Christmas
hold the paper.
I am.
I can't get the cord around if you...
Well, the paper isn't going to hold, and the cord isn't going to reach if you do it that way. Pull it around this way, Albert.
No,
isn't going to work that way.
It isn't going to work wrapping it around that way.
We have no rhyme or reason about wrapping up a package, Albert. You could certainly never get a job in any wrapping department.
I am not planning on applying for a job in a wrapping department.
That's a good thing. The paper's gaping right there. Albert, you can't leave it that way.
Well, I don't intend
honestly.
To grab that end there.
Yeah?
I don't intend to leave it that way. What do you think? Of course, I may be looking for a job in a wrapping department just to earn some extra money.
That corner is splitting right
my
over
wife
there.
Is going to go throwing money away and just dumb fool things and half it.
Just a minute. You're the one who said your mother wrote in a letter Aunt Bertha wanted a half it.
Well, what does Aunt Bertha want a half it for?
Put her feet up on, I guess.
There. Grab it, get the cord over there. Now, hold that. Hold on.
I've only got two hands up.
Well, really, I bought three gloves for you for Christmas. Well, I'll take one back, I guess.
No.
Grab it!
I've got it.
All right, now, tie the knot.
I can't. Here, wait a minute.
Put your thumb on it.
Oh, is it going to hold?
Well, I hope. Will you keep your thumb on it?
If you yell at me once more. Well,
put your thumb on the cord.
Keep
it there. Oh.
Gil, I'm so tired. I've done all the shopping anyhow. You haven't helped one bit.
All right, take your thumb away now.
Buy something your Aunt Bertha really wants, and what happens? All I get from you are nasty remarks about money, and it just would...
Yeah, you know, I think that's going to hold. Yeah, by golly, it is.
What's the matter, honey? Catching cold?
Okay. It just would seem, Albert.
Oh, honey, it would seem, what do you... Oh, she's so tired and cross, isn't she? Yes.
Now look, we left out the card.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm always doing that.
No. Dear, remember the Christmas spirit. Do your Christmas wrapping early and make the packages small. Say, how many times have you heard that truth is stranger than fiction? Well, to the millions of listeners who hear my true story every Monday through Friday morning over most of these ABC stations, the truth is not only strange, but thrilling. There's a story in everyone's life, and my true story brings you the stories of everyday people, excitingly dramatized. This is a program with a touch of life, a program that dramatizes twists of fate that can make or break a person's life. And every day you hear a complete new story on my true story. From all walks of life, my true story brings you exciting experiences of courage, and personal victory over tremendous odds. You'll think, it could happen to me, and it might, to you or your best friend or your next-door neighbor. So plan to join us tomorrow morning when My True Story is broadcast over most of these same ABC stations. The Private Lives of Ethel and Albert come to you each weekday at this time. The show is written by Peg Lynch, who plays the part of Ethel. Albert is played by Alan Bunce. Program produced by Bob Cotton. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.